This is where we're at, right here.
After 12 years in Afghanistan, the U.S. combat mission is coming to an end this year. The U.S. has spent hundreds of billions of dollars trying to help stabilize the country and protect civilians. There is uncertainty over whether U.S. troops will have a post-2014 role that would consist of continued training of Afghan forces and helping in sustaining counterterrorism operations. At a Washington forum, U.S. Ambassador Mark Grossman said the threat of a terrorist resurgence bolsters the need for an extended U.S. presence.
I think the report today that al-Qaeda might be considering reconstituting itself in Afghanistan is the biggest, most important argument you can make for a rapid signing of the bilateral security agreement.
Afghanistan holds presidential elections in April. Without a continued international presence, the elections will be no guarantee of future peace and stability, says U.S. Ambassador James Dobbins.
On the other hand, even with a security agreement in place, a bad election could also result in an Afghanistan that wasn't peaceful, that wasn't stable, and wasn't developing. So I think Afghanistan needs both.
In a segment moderated by VOA Director David Enzor, journalists expressed their views about Afghanistan's future. A lack of a bilateral security agreement could be a setback for reporters in the country, says Journalist Safety Committee Director Najib Sharifi.
If lack of BSA is associated with lack of economic aid to Afghanistan, there will be significant challenges ahead of media and the whole concept of freedom of expression in Afghanistan.
But Afghanistan's U.S. Ambassador Ekleel Hakimi says with the help of its international allies, his country has developed the strong security forces that it needs to face challenges after the U.S. withdrawal.
I'm sure that those challenges that are waiting us post-2014, we can tackle that with the strong army and police forces and intelligence agencies that we have.
Mr. Hakimi says what his country may need for some time is support in the way of equipment and training. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Washington.